Gwen Cooper looked up at Rhys and grinned. It didn't matter that people kept getting in their way. It didn't matter that the sun was tickling her nose. None of it mattered because she was with Rhys, and they were getting married. Married! She still felt that thrill leap up inside her whenever she thought about the word. And she was marrying Rhys Williams, the man she loved, the man she'd cheated on, the man she saw die, the man she nearly sacrificed the world for, the man she was now going to buy cushions with. She couldn't help it. She laughed. What? Asked Rhys, stopping. That bemused look she adored plastered all over his face. Nothing, she replied with a grin. You're mad, you are, he smiled back. They linked arms and continued walking down Queen Street. The sun shining, the city beautiful, everything just perfect. And that, of course, was when her mobile started to ring. Tenor says it's Torchwood, said Rhys, clearly forcing her I-don't-mind-really smile. She reached into her pocket and pulled out the phone. There's a tenner you owe me then. Hi, Andy. Gwen smiled her thanks at Rhys as he left to go and stare into a shop window. She knew he was doing it to be polite, which is why he wouldn't have realised he was looking at a display of baby clothes. She'd wind him up about that later. Gwen, are you listening? Suddenly she realised that PC Andy Davidson had already launched into a story. Sorry, Andy, what was it? Well, there's been this murder, yeah? But it's all a bit weird. All a bit Torchwood. She looked over at her fiancé. She was meant to be... Oh, but Rhys would forgive her, wouldn't he? He always did. Okay, Andy, do you want me to come down there? Well, Andy replied. I mean, as long as you're not too... She cut him off before he could have a go. She walked over to Rhys. The forgive-me smile forced onto her face.